You are listening to Visionaries Wrestling Network, providing your perfect podcast experience.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
Graham, you say you've got an agenda. You've got no agenda.
Bad.
Like Matt. Right. You said you've got a cold open, Graham, so take it away when you're ready.
I did?
You said on Twitter.
I have no idea what that was. That's perfect. I don't remember. Fair. I have no idea. I've been sick for a couple of days, so I'm not surprised I don't remember. I did want to talk to you about this. We're actually going to mention the fact it's episode 79. You got editing duty this week, so I've got no idea how much of this is making it in or not making it in. The poll was 50-50, and the rule is if it's a tie, the person that won last week gets to edit this week. So you'll be editing as much as you like for this one. I thought it was interesting. You actually said straight away, I know I'm going to lose this week, but I'm going to go with this as my good cop moment. And then I looked and you were 6-0 up, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I thought it could go one or two ways as well. It was either going to be, yes, and your pick was the first women's title match in Saudi Arabia, correct?
It's a big deal. It is a big deal.
It's a huge deal. The thing that gave me hope was the fact that it had Saudi Arabia mentioned in the title. And as Melissa said on Twitter, beat Saudi Arabia. And I was like, good, okay, that's kind of what I'm hoping that other people will think to help me not get to edit. But yeah, there was leaps and bounds. It was like you took a big lead, then I kind of pegged it back. And then, you took slight leads, and then gradually over the course of the week, we had a few more votes. And, I'd given up. It was 59 to 41. I'm like, we're done now. We got most of the votes in. And then when I looked the other day, I was down by one vote, and I was like, I might get it, possibly. And you said you haven't voted in a few weeks. Not that it's mattered, because they've been so one-sided. And I was like, well, I guess he's voting this week, and I'll win by one vote. But anyway, no, the thing I wanted to talk to you about, which I'd kind of half forgotten about, was I was listening to the Chairshot Network, and I was listening to an episode of Badlands, and you're starting to cover your face already. And you were on that, of course, and you said how nice it was. You were talking with Darren, of course. How nice it was to have a knowledgeable co-host. Well, that wasn't very nice of you. Now, admittedly, perhaps not on WWE, but I think my knowledge on independent wrestling is pretty good. I think I can. I think I might have you on that.
If I can defend my statement briefly, Graham. Briefly.
Sure.
Okay, so for people who did listen to the episode, and you really should, because it's got great subject matter in general. First of all, I was stepping in for both the guest and the co-host on that. Yes. So I was putting double duty on that, for one thing. But the second matter is, if I was to ask you about stuff from about certain champion belts, Graham, would you be able to pick some stories out like that?
When I heard what the title was, the Mount Rushmore of belts, I was like, oh, good gracious, that's not my strong suit. Spin a bell, I'm out. I don't know the difference.
With the greatest of respect, I love you dearly, Graham, but that would not have been your area of expertise. Now, if I wanted to know certain people who had held the Independent Wrestling TV Championship, that you'd probably have a decent crack at.
I'm your man for that. I have a very specialized knowledge, but no, I do not go back as far as you do in regards to WWE. But I'm sure you were hoping I wasn't listening to that. I suddenly realized my iPod had stopped downloading them again, so I had a marathon over the weekend. I listened to about 8 in a row. So my iPod's terrible for things like that. But luckily, I'd realized I'd missed them, and yours was one of the first ones I went to. So, all right, should we get cracking with the show? I think we've covered everything. Should we get started with some good cop moments?
Let's get going, Graham.
Bad.
Right, I'm up first this week then, and my main good cop moment is, well, Monday Night Raw was interesting. Last week, WWE didn't really blow me away. This week, it was very interesting. The referee at the end with in the Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens match. Now, it's the good cop moment for me because, one, yes, at the fast count, and it enhanced the angle between Rollins and Owens, which was great, obviously. Owens putting him through the table, nice, he got his retribution as well. But the main thing is that no one saw it coming. No one saw that bit coming. Only a little thing, but it's a big thing. Basically saying that anyone can be corrupted by the Messiah. This is brilliant. Paul Heyman, you've done a great job. Good God moment.
I liked, I don't know if this was dubbed universally, but the Winnipeg screw job I saw online as well. The only thing that was slightly difficult to buy into was the fact that he would have to wear his t-shirt underneath his ref's outfit. Obviously, that was done as the reveal, but obviously, if you were crooked, you obviously would disguise your allegiances a little bit clearer than that. But I'll look over that in the moment, in the sense that I would agree with you. I thought it was overall was a good cop moment.
Cool. Okay, Graham, what's your good cop moment for the week?
Now, my good cop moment for the week was actually probably what I should have chosen for my best cop moment of the week. And I said I'm not going to do this because I would probably win the poll outright and it would be very unfair of me to choose this.
Before you go any further, guys, it would have won hands down. Okay, I know what this moment is. Graham, please bask in this moment.
Well, this was, of course, the debut of Mason. He had his first middle school wrestling event. He's been training. He trains 5 days a week, and he also trains one day a week for baseball right now. So he's kind of busy, which is why MGB is on a little break right now. And he's not managed to have every match because he's kind of light. He's under the 80-pound category, so it's kind of difficult to get people in his weight class. So the school's had a few matches. He just hasn't had an opponent. So finally this week, he had his opponent. I haven't seen him train or anything. I don't know what's going on. He's at school. I didn't know what to expect at all. I understand that high school wrestling is different. You kind of see it at the Olympics, so you know sort of what's going on.
Yeah.
And great to see. I assumed with him, this being his first time, I assumed he wasn't going to win. And I assumed it was probably going to be very one-sided. He really stood up for himself. He showed great strength. He showed great perseverance. I know people have watched it on YouTube. I posted a video and I posted the link and I saw it's got several views already. I'm sure family and friends as well, but I know people on Twitter looked at it as well. And he did great. It was absolutely amazing to watch. He was close. I think final score was 8-6, which I think is very respectable considering eventually the final result was his score got crushed. His score got absolutely crushed. I think the final score was like 64-9 or something like that. So the fact that Mason put up, he managed to go the whole time. His was one of the longest matches. Most of the matches ended in somebody getting pinned. And the fact that he didn't get pinned was great. Now, the only slight bad cop moment of this was I did want to try and record an interview with him. And once again, we just never got the chance over the weekend. It was Jackson's birthday, which I'll talk about in a little bit. And that sort of took precedent over the Sunday. And we were busy on Saturday as well. So I was hoping to get his own views, and hopefully at some point I can, because I think that would be worth chronicling as along with the videos. But yeah, it was just a fantastic moment. So impressed how strong he was, how he persevered. He did complain he had a bit of an injury. His leg he was complaining about, and his ear he was complaining about the next day. But hey, good for him for doing that. And it's unfortunate. Tomorrow he's supposed to have an event, but it looks like, again, he doesn't have an opponent as we speak. So we'll just have to see.
As someone who immediately you put that up, I looked at the clips in question and I was like, as someone who views Mason as his surrogate nephew, I'm very proud of him at times. And sometimes, like when he has, let's say, misbehaved in the past, I have been less than impressed with him. And I've even said so in the past to him myself. I've never been prouder of him. And even with the Willis mantra of bad loser, worst winner, and winning is everything for Willis. It would have been great to see Mason win his first match, but the fact that he got in there and he did something that so many people wouldn't do. I mean, the kid wrestled. I remember him saying to you that he wanted to be a wrestler, and you said, "He'll never do it. He'll never do it. He's too wimpish." He proved you wrong.
He has the lowest threshold for pain of anybody I know. Like, his brother will graze him and he'll be like, "Ow, ow, ow." And he's always complaining about little injuries and stuff. And no, I didn't think he would do it at all. I thought he liked the idea of wrestling, but kind of not without the pain side. So no, it was unexpected to me.
That makes a very good comment because he's shown that he actually doesn't want to do it. So good for him.
And the thing that was impressive as well is, I would say he's 12 years old now. For most people, it's their first time actually doing wrestling. There are people who are on his team who've wrestled already for like 8 years. It's like, oh my gosh. Like, they're slightly older perhaps, but some of them have been wrestling since they were like six. And we're not talking at the stage like, hey, wrestling with Jackson. Not that level. We're talking legitimate wrestling. So some of them obviously know the moves a lot better. But yeah, for a first attempt as a, I'm gonna say as a sixth grader, I thought he did fantastically. I was really proud of him as well.
Okay, Graham, can I do a speed check?
It certainly is. Go ahead. A minute to win it.
Go. Right, Tom Phillips on Raw. I know he's been on Raw for now for a while in place of Vic Joseph, but I love having him back. I prefer him over Vic Joseph. He's much more energetic. Good to have him on the team. But on fact, I mean, there, not so happy about it. Right, Humberto Carrillo versus Angel Garza. Fantastic match. More of this, please, guys. We love seeing you guys in the ring together. The main thing I want to talk about though, is the Frank interview given by Drew McIntyre. He did it was a fantastic sit-down interview he had, and he talked about how he let Vince McMahon down in the past. He was hyped being the chosen one. I didn't think they'd actually talk about that at any point, but they did. In great detail about it. It was a great little interview. If you've got a chance to see it, Graham, go and see it if you haven't already seen it. I brought everyone out there to go and do it because he actually took the mickey out of the fact that he was in 3MB. He don't want to be known as being playing air guitar. And I think, Graham, that will do my speed check for this week.
That's about perfect on time, I would say, as well. Very nicely done. That was like a devil's advocate amount of filling the time perfectly. All right, let me get my stopwatch because I have way too much to talk about. So I know I'm going to need to probably out, but we will see. All right, man.
As the person giving out a fine for you, Graham, I will waive a fine if it's worthy of it. So ready and go.
I certainly want to talk about Jackson turning six this week, and we managed to get a cameo for him from Humberto Carrillo. It was really well done. I was really proud of it. I got a Groupon, so it was a little bit cheaper. But yeah, he's definitely an up-and-coming star, that's for sure. It was nice to see him on 205 Live once we did those reviews, and even better now to see him on Raw. Golden Pinky Society took the Shockwave Wrestling Entertainment Tag Team Championships this week, Broken Pinky and all. David Starr tweeted on Tuesday, heading into Parliament for meeting with an MP about pro wrestling labor relations. Glad to see that weedy indie stuff is really starting to gain some momentum. Billy Dixon finally got his Chocolate City belt that he won at Fight Club. We saw pictures of that. I guess it was slow being made. And actually, you can watch the Fight Club's first show now on IWTV as well. So I would definitely recommend going and checking that out. I'm sure the second one will be up at some point. And a year ago yesterday, Roman Reigns announced, "I'm in remission, y'all." Wow, a year ago, what a great moment. So glad to see he's doing well.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, depending on when you stopped it. On mine, it was 59, so it depends when you start it, of course. I had one very insignificant moment, but we talked about it off air. The fact that Pizza Wrestling was in the same location we saw WrestleMania event at last year, which was kind of cool, but nothing really of any significance at all.
I'd like to point out, I did see the Humberto Carrillo cameo video. Fantastic. And a good use of a Groupon.
Absolutely. I was going to get it to him anyway. And that, I think my phone's picking. I think I've mentioned this recently. We talked about something. Oh, I know what it was. What was that show you were talking about? The Masked Singer. And then suddenly on Facebook, I start getting ads for The Masked Singer. I'm like, what the heck? So it might be coincidence that I was actually looking up Cameo and then suddenly it came up with a Groupon. And then once the Groupon came up, I was like, oh, absolutely, I'm buying that. That makes perfect sense. That was really cool that you can do that for such a big star who could easily appear in a big event at WrestleMania.
I take full credit for that, Graham.
Good.
Good. Right, guys, as you all know, that you can get 30 days free with the code GOODCOPBADCOP on powerslam.tv. However, don't forget there is an app you can get from both the iOS and the Google Play stores. However, to get the code, you must go onto the website to use it. Otherwise, you will not get the discount. Once you've done that, go back to the app and you can watch your heart's content. 30 days free, code GOODCOPBADCOP.
Bad.
All right, so we've done the good, so let's look at the flip side. What is your bad cop moment for the week?
Where do I start with this?
Bad.
this was my good cop moment last week and the best cop moment the week before that. Mandy Rose. In this day and age, how have you not seen a text that had been sent from your phone in the first place? And why didn't you personally try and contact Otis when he didn't show up at the restaurant? I'm being serious at this point. I'm aware I might be about weeks late to the party by the time this comes out, I know. But the fact of the matter is my brain been processing this throughout the day. And if someone doesn't show up, you get your phone out straight away. Why was she surprised Otis was late in the first place? Why didn't she text him? She claims to have no knowledge of his text message, which obviously means we know Ziggler sent the damn message, which is another rehash of the 2011 storyline with Triple H, Kevin Nash, and CM Punk. Which was a complete snooze fest. So that's, if they're going down that route with it, I'm like, I may end up retracting my statement about it being good writing. I have some more moments, best me speed check.
Does it seem likely to you that Mandy Rose would be somebody who'd be on time?
Maybe not, but that's not the question I was asking.
I understand that, but if you would have, I can imagine a situation where Mandy Rose could herself be late as well to an event.
Maybe, but why did she not try and contact Otis herself?
There's a lot of good questions here, but yeah, I'm going to say in this day and age, everyone's checking their phones every 2 minutes, so there's that part is very implausible, I would have to say.
And the other thing is SmackDown's on Fox now. It's everywhere. How has she not seen this?
Don't know. All right, shall I go ahead with my bad cop moment then?
Go ahead.
I've probably watched very little wrestling this week. I haven't watched Impact. I haven't seen NWA. I haven't seen AEW Dark. So I'm kind of a little low on what I have seen. I did see Raw and I did see SmackDown. Didn't watch anything on IWTV particularly this weekend either. So my bad cop moment is from a tweet that I saw from a wrestling organization I followed on Monday. I think it's called Synergy Pro Wrestling, I believe. And I saw RJ was, I saw RJ's name was mentioned within the tweet to begin with. So I always like to add wrestling organizations to my Twitter feed, find out what events are going on, etc. Anyway, I saw something on their feed because I took a quick look along. To our followers, an account at SinbadTees has posted our autism acceptance t-shirt on Twitter and for sale on its website. We are not affiliated with this website. They are using our charity design for their own profit. It is a scam. Do not support at Sinbad Tees. Disgusting. I'd be inclined to agree. If you're stealing somebody's design that's designed to make money for local charities and you're using that to make a buck for yourself, and it sounds like these aren't even legit organizations. It sounds like they'll take your money and then you don't get anything back from it. And I would have been quite happy to leave that as a speed cop item. A speed check item. And then I went back and looked, so I was like, oh, I wonder what people commented, like, what's happened? Anyway, they posted an update. There are nearly a dozen scam sites that have ripped off this design from at Teespring, the original shop. If you do not receive the link directly from our Twitter account, do not trust it. It's a shame that people would do this. They tried tagging at Teespring as well and said, we upload a design to your site to raise dollars for local autism nonprofits. That design is currently being ripped off by at Sinbad Tees, at Trend T-Shirts, at King's Shirt Store, at New Shirt Online, at Hot Trend Tees, and tons more so they can profit off it. That is unacceptable. Somebody did post. There's not a lot that Teespring can probably do about that, but just shows you how low some people will sink that they will try and capitalize on somebody else's design to try and take money away from a charity like Autism Acceptance. Absolutely appalling. Definite bad cop moment. And yeah. Once again, we see the dark side of Twitter. We see the dark side of people, how they're making manipulating things for their own gain. And it's a real shame.
Unfortunately, Graham, that's not the only time I've seen it this week. I mentioned in my opening agenda last week, when I talked about the suicide awareness, about the TV star Caroline Flack. A celebrity over here called Keith Lemon, that's his character name. He does a show called what's it called? Celebrity Jokes. Anyway, he's it's a character very much in the same thing like Lily Savage and the bloke who played the Paul O'Grady. But Keith Lemon is his alter ego, basically. Well, he did a shirt for Caroline Flack about being nice or something like that, and all money raised goes towards that. Someone has copied the shirt, selling the shirt for their own personal gain.
Yep.
So I'm like, everything you said there, Graham, I agree with. That's just bad. It's a sick cop moment, if you ask me. You want to try and profit from ripping off a charity or ripping off sickness? You guys, I say this literally, I mean this with sincerity. Go to hell. Is it too harsh? Mate, I don't think so.
No. Like you said, bad cop probably doesn't do it justice enough for something when you steep to such low levels. All right, what about your speed check for this?
Right, first things first, Buddy Murphy and Seth Rollins. Why are they actually a tag team champions? Why are AOP not a tag team champions? This has been bugging me for the last week. It's been clicking my head last week. Too much time at work, it's just clicking in my head. Things are like, why? Why are the not most dominating tag team on Raw the tag team champions? They're not. It's Seth Rollins and his little puppy dog. Anyway, moving on. Jerry the King Lawler, when Ricochet did a shooting star press off the top rope for the pinfall victory. How the hell did he do that? Really? Ricochet does this for a living. Really? Right, last point is Bella Army. Really? Matt Attack Army would all be better than Bella Army. I think I might actually super copyright infringement, you know. And that's the speed check done.
Well inside the time, as is mine. Mine's not going to be very long at all. I just have one thing that caught my eye. This was from Gentleman Jervis, at Gentleman Jervis, who we know from Chikara. He tweeted, over the weekend, I learned I have been the victim of a terrible crime. My identity has been stolen and used for at least 2 years, possibly more. The culprit used my image and identity to borrow money, manipulate and bully others digitally, and solicit salacious material. Probably an even worse version of what I actually chose for my bad cop moment. But I had a little bit more I could talk about that. So, yeah, well, hopefully he's starting to resolve some of those issues. But, yeah, it just reminds you, you've got to be safe with all that things. I know my parents take that to perhaps extensive levels with cutting things up into tiny little bit again, markers. But you got to be careful. You got to keep a check of your identity because certainly things like that can happen.
I don't think that's a bad thing, Graham, so I think they're actually doing a good thing there.
Bad!
Good! Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Bad. Good.
All right. Time for, as Jackson would say, your unshort moment, I believe.
Unshort?
Yes, unsure. Okay, breaking news for people who don't actually know, yesterday was Super Showdown, of release day. It's actually tomorrow as we're recording, but it's yesterday was into it when it goes out, which is really confusing. Super Showdown.
As well.
Super Showdown. I don't like the fact that shows in Saudi Arabia particularly. But I do get that they are changing the way things happen. I mean, we're having women's matches there now, which is a massive step forward. They are making steps forward in general in the country. They have a lot of things I don't agree with still, but, you know, I think they are trying to make changes for the positive. But that's not the problem I've got here. Super Showdown is being reworked, apparently. Now, I mentioned to Graham off air that the WrestleMania card was apparently leaked. The picture's doing around on Facebook and Twitter. If you haven't seen it, then well done. But apparently, Super Showdown, the results of which have been changed. So apparently, the whole card's been ripped up. Vince is livid and has reworked the entire WrestleMania card. As in, who's going in the champions, who's going in the challengers, and so much so that my next Matt Attack was meant to be Elimination Chamber. Now, as of recording, in about a quarter of an hour's time, I'm going to be doing the impromptu one, which is going out tonight on recording. Seriously, it's going out Wednesday. So it'll all have been out for 2 days at this point, guys. I'm going to be exhausted because I've been up since 4 this morning. I'm literally recording it with Conrad straight after I've done this with Graham. I'm insane. But I'm unsure if this is a good move or not on Vince's part. Super Showdown's taken the place of Fastlane this year, which is a big on-road to WrestleMania thing. Saudi Arabia's never been involved in a road to WrestleMania before. And traditionally, Saudi Arabia have just been glorified house shows. I've got a funny feeling all of a sudden this ain't going to be the case. A lot of people on Twitter and Facebook are now saying they're going to have The Fiend lose to Goldberg.
Wow.
Which would very much put the cat among the pigeons. Ricochet might beat Lesnar. It could happen. I mean, with people saying that the card's going to change, I'm like, it could. Rusev was pulled on Monday night, and they threw in Rey Mysterio. I mean, that's not quite as big a deal, but I would like to see Rusev win that trophy. Who knows who's going to win it now? You know, it's a lot of good things could happen on this, but is it a good thing they're doing it? I don't know.
I think that fits perfectly under the category of unsure. And yeah, we don't know the answer to that. And we probably never will, because we don't know if they were the original plans or if that was just a rumor, if that was a false. Who knows? I guess we'll never know the answer to that one.
Maybe they're not going to do any changes at all. You never know.
Could be that double bluff. All right, my unsure moment is, and this is a quote from Twitter. It's true. Alpha One is now on Impact Plus app. Sign up now and check out some of the previous shows. Hashtag Deadly Encounter is coming soon. So, Alpha One, Ethan Page's organization up in Canada, which I regularly watch on IWTV. Yeah. Fantastic. We actually went to see one in, I think it was either June or July last year. Fantastic. Really close environment. Same thing. You're only like 3 or 4 rows back at the worst. And they have all the top stars there. I don't know if it's because Canadian dollars can buy a little bit more. Not sure. Fantastic. Somebody asked, will this affect content on IWTV? And Ethan Page responded, not the older stuff, that'll stay, but the new stuff will exclusively be on Impact Plus. So, why is this an unsure moment? I love Alpha One. Watch it regularly. Love Impact. Do not have the Impact app right now, because I have too much other stuff to watch. Am I happy that it's going to move on to an organization where I might not be able to see it anymore? Can I justify the, I think it's $100 for the year if you want it, to possibly watch Impact now? So I can also watch Alpha One at the same time. I think it's a great cop moment for Alpha One. I think that's a big step up from IWTV to move on to Impact. I think that is a good step for them. The reason it's unsure is I'm not sure how many people want to watch Impact, though. I'm wondering if they will lose people from that. I know people who like independent wrestling will obviously have IWTV. Will they also want to add Impact on top of that to watch an indie organization? So I'm not sure from a business point of view. And I'm also unsure from my point of view, am I going to be able to watch Alpha One anymore? So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that's going to play out.
Well, for my 2 cents, Graham, of the big promotions, Impact is the closest to the indies you're going to get.
Probably. They do have a lot of crossover when you see their events, when the people who they have on their events. So I would agree.
And that's my opinion, people out there who think AEW is the king of the indies, okay?
Speech check.
I haven't got one.
Oh, okay. I do, and one of them actually links into something that you said. I heard that Seth and Becky are rumored to be taking a hiatus after WrestleMania. Now, I assume that's probably because they want to get married, but does that mean they both drop their titles? I don't know. If it is, that's kind of giving away some storylines as well. If you announce they're going on a hiatus, they're obviously not going on a hiatus with their titles. So I'm not sure. That might have been a bit of a spoiler that's been given away there as well. I know I've heard a few people also talking about they think that Ronda's going to make an appearance at WrestleMania. Now, love Ronda. Big Ronda Rousey fan. I am concerned, though, ring rust. I know Naomi's been back recently. There was a lot of disappointment with that match with Carmella recently. And they said, hey, you can't just take 6 months out of the ring. It shows. Would she be ready to come back to an event as big as WrestleMania? I guess it depends on how much of an impact she's going to have. If she just comes in right at the end, it probably would make too much difference. I don't know. I really would like to see Ronda come back at WrestleMania. But another thing I'm unsure about, I guess it depends on how big a role she's expected to play. No, shut up. 59. Are you kidding me? I didn't even start it that time.
59.97. Wow. Very well done, sir.
Dang, I didn't even look. I looked at them and I was like, oh, they'll probably each take about 15 seconds. If you'd have asked me, I would have said probably about 40 seconds maximum. Wow.
You spent 45 seconds talking about Ronda Rousey. Right.
I do like Ronda Rousey.
You do like Ronda Rousey. In fact, you've seen her take her only loss grab live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad. Good.
Now, technically, I'm supposed to do the open agenda. And I was like, I have something, but it's not fantastic. You said you had something. How about we do a split for this one? I got a very short one. My short one is, I'm very disappointed how so many people have such a low opinion of me on Facebook. I posted a picture from Rate My Plate, and some people thought it was actually me. It was people dipping baked beans onto their digestive biscuits. And yeah. People thought that was a picture of me. I was like, no, that's not me. I wouldn't do anything like that. I know Good Cop, Bad Cop likes to post food items as well as Bad Cop moments. But yeah, I was very disappointed this week how many people really thought that was me and I'd actually sink to such a low. Perhaps it's the Coke and peanuts that perhaps made people think, oh, he goes for weird combinations. I don't know.
Maybe the cactus as well, Graham, and the Coke and milk. I could carry on going with these things if you want me to.
Take your half of the open agenda. Go ahead.
Right, well, mine's through legs as well, sort of, as well. Okay, now, I'm going to name the person here because it's quite funny, okay? A lady called Grace Firth tucked into a sausage roll, okay? And she and her rubbish bag ended up on the ground rather than in the bin. She, ended up getting taken to court for littering. Now, why is this funny? Because it was 10 years ago she dropped a pack on the floor.
How did it take so long to prosecute?
Well, it's because it took her so long to resolve because she knew nothing about the prosecution because she was moving house at the time. So she was convicted in her absence back in 2009. Fined £175, ordered £180 in costs, and then because she got a letter about historical charges recently that she went back into court, and on Tuesday this week just gone, the magistrate accepted her explanation and cancelled the original cost order, and cut the fine down to just £40, and said thank you for the honours and turning up. I looked at that, I laughed my backside off. I'm like, really? Over a paper bag on the floor. It was funny. I liked it. Graham's smiling, so that's something.
I think there's going to need to be some interpretation. I'm wondering how many of our American listeners know what a sausage roll is. And I'm hoping they figured out a rubbish bin is a trash can. I think they probably coped with that one. But
trash can is a sentient being on another podcast, which is on hiatus. But regarding sausage roll, if you've watched... MasterChef, then you in America, then you'll know that because Gordon Ramsay has done them on that show. So most people who are sensible watch Gordon Ramsay in America. Most people are sensible.
Bad.
All right, it is time for the devil's advocate where we have to defend a statement for 20 seconds, whether we agree with it or not. I don't remember who went last time, but I'm going to give you the option again. I think I gave you the option last week. Would you like to go first or would you like to go second?
I will go second, Graham.
All right. Okay. Let me get my little stopwatch ready here. Okay.
I have three as usual, Graham, but I did kind of struggle this week, to be fair, because short of taking the mickey, short of you trying, me trying to get you to take the mickey out of your boy's wrestling, which is not fair because he did a great job, I'm not able to do that either anymore. So I have three to choose from. I'll give you the other two afterwards. So, but I'm going to let you choose between two of them because one of them isn't any good. So one or two.
You know the deal by now. Number one.
Okay. Graham, you have to defend four words. That's all, okay? I miss Shane McMahon.
Absolutely. I actually saw the picture of him when he came back. I don't know what year it was, but like 4 years ago, and the crowd's reaction to him was fantastic. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, as we know, and we haven't seen him in a while. So he was obviously a pain when he was in week in, week out. You need to use him regularly like that. When he comes back, it's a surprise. Perhaps that might be the perfect addition at WrestleMania. We haven't seen him for a long time. Perhaps he could even main event.
Prime.
About 20. It was about 20. Yeah, that wasn't too bad. Well, as I told you, I only have one, and I kind of stole this a little bit. I saw something very similar on Twitter, so I'm going to use this for my own needs, I guess, right now. All right, Matt, your devil's advocate for this week is, I don't want to sound prejudiced, but I don't think Nyla Rose and Chris Statlander should be fighting for the AEW women's title, as she isn't a woman. She's an alien.
Absolutely. Aliens should be able to compete for championships with humans. It's a proven fact. No alien has ever held a championship in a wrestling organization before, which actually meant something. And yes, I'm aware that Chris Statlander has held championships in other organizations, including the Independent Wrestling Women's Championship, no doubt. But as far as I am concerned, no, she should not be competing.
Ooh, a little under on time there. Wow, okay. She's going to go for 17 seconds this week.
23 on my clock.
Okay.
Yeah, the other two I had was, the one which was no good was the Bella Twins deserve their Hall of Fame spot. And the other one for you to defend would have been, the next person I want to see inducted into the Hall of Fame should have been King Corbin. But I used it too much, so...
Yes, that would have been difficult to do, but as he is King of the Ring right now, I could have used that to my advantage, I guess. But yes. All right.
Right, guys, so that was episode 79. Me and Graham, thank you all. We will see you next week for episode 80, I believe. My word. Matt and Graham signing off. We're out of here.
Boom.
The music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/